Daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
And this is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Michelle Helms, professor emerita at University of Wisconsin-Madison, reports at the Antenna blog that the Radio Preservation Task Force, a unit of the Library of Congress's National Recording Preservation Board, holds its first national conference February 25th through 27th next year in Washington, D.C. Professor Patty Scannell of the University of Michigan and Sam Brilowski, former head of the Library of Congress's Recorded Sound Division, are among the keynote speakers. The National Recording Preservation Board began in 2014 coordinating, quote, a nationwide effort to identify major collections of radio recordings and other materials that will help to raise cultural awareness of America's rich tradition of radio-based sound work and make it accessible to future generations, unquote. The group now includes more than 130 media studies scholars and over 350 affiliate archives, collections, and radio-producing organizations across the U.S. and Canada. NPR, the Pacifica Radio Archives, the Smithsonian Center for Folklife and Cultural Heritage, the Association for Cultural Equity, and the Alan Lomax Archive, the Paley Center for Media, the Prometheus Radio Project, the Media Ecology Project, the Studs Terkel Archive, and the Third Coast International Audio Fest are among the involved. This is Tom Rowe for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates. And this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.